This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy, and what to say instead. The small words that silently fracture the trust holding your team together. In short, the communication mistakes that destroy team synergy rarely feel dramatic in the moment. They feel normal. Even polite, softening feedback until it carries no real meaning, mistaking silence in a meeting for agreement, using we to avoid personal accountability. Definition: team synergy mistakes are communication patterns that gradually erode the collective trust, shared purpose, and open collaboration a team needs to perform above the sum of its parts. They're subtle, often well-intentioned, and almost always invisible until the damage is already done. You thought the conversation went fine. Everyone nodded. Nobody argued. You left the meeting feeling like the team was aligned. Then, 3 weeks later, the project fell apart. Two people stopped collaborating entirely, and someone finally said, "I tried to flag this weeks ago." That gap between what you thought happened and what actually happened is where team synergy goes to die. The mistakes that fracture a team are rarely the loud ones. They are the quiet ones, the feedback that was often too much, the disagreement that nobody voiced, the credit that was taken without a second thought. Most people do not spot these patterns until the team is already struggling. By then, the trust has been bleeding out for months. In this article, you'll learn to recognize 6 specific team synergy mistakes and what to say instead of the phrases that cause the damage. If you want to go deeper on the psychology of how these patterns form in the first place, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. Why team synergy problems are easy to miss. These mistakes persist because they wear the costume of good manners. Softening your feedback feels kind. Staying quiet in a meeting feels professional. Saying "we" instead of "I" sounds like humility. None of them announce themselves as problems. They develop slowly too. No single conversation breaks a team. It is the accumulation of small moments over weeks and months that creates the fracture. Here is why people miss them. The behavior feels virtuous in the moment. Avoiding conflict, being diplomatic, not making waves, these feel like strengths. It takes experience to recognize when they become damage. Nobody calls that out. If everyone on a team has normalized a pattern, there's no one left to name it as unusual. The dysfunction becomes the culture. The consequences are delayed. The conversation that erodes trust on a Tuesday may not show its effects until a Friday, 3 months later. The link between cause and damage is hard to trace. People confuse surface harmony with real alignment. A meeting where everyone smiles and nobody objects can look like team synergy. It is often the opposite. The person making the mistake has the best intentions. Most of these errors come from people trying to be considerate, not careless. Good intentions make the patterns harder to examine honestly. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Mistake 1. Softening feedback until it disappears. What it looks like. You give a team member feedback, but you bury the real point under so many qualifications and compliments that the message never lands. They walk away feeling fine. Nothing changes. Why it happens. You do not want to damage the relationship or seem harsh, so you cushion the truth until it is unrecognizable. This feels kind. It is not. Why it matters. Vague feedback does not protect the relationship. It protects the short-term comfort of the conversation while letting the actual problem grow unchecked. The team suffers twice, once from the problem and once from the loss of trust when people realize honest feedback is not available here. What to do instead? Use the SBI structure. Situation, behavior, impact. In yesterday's client call situation, you talked over Sarah twice when she was presenting her figures behavior. The client noticed, and it made us look disorganized. Impact, direct and specific. No padding required. For a complete guide to this approach, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. Eamon's note. I spent the first 20 years of my career convinced that softening feedback was a form of care. It was a form of cowardice. I just did not know it yet. Mistake 2. Mistaking silence for agreement. What it looks like. You present an idea or decision in a meeting. Nobody objects. You accord it as agreed. Later, you discover that 3 people had serious reservations they never voiced. Why it happens. Most teams develop an unspoken norm. The person with the most authority sets the emotional temperature of the room. If that person seems committed to an idea, dissent feels dangerous, even in healthy teams. Why it matters. Decisions made on false consensus collapse under pressure. When the team hits a difficult moment and people reveal they were never actually on board, the collaborative spirit fractures fast. What to do instead? End every significant meeting with a direct invitation, not a passive one. Before we move on, I want to hear from anyone who has a concern we have not addressed. Silence now will cost us more later. Name the safety explicitly. Then pause long enough for people to actually respond. Eamon's note. The most dangerous words in a team meeting are "does everyone agree?" when spoken by the person everyone is afraid to disappoint. Mistake 3. Using "we" to avoid personal accountability. What it looks like. Something goes wrong, and the debrief is full of "we could have communicated better, and as a team, we missed this." Nobody ever says what they personally did or failed to do. Why it happens. We language feels collaborative. It distributes blame evenly and prevents anyone from feeling singled out, but it also prevents anyone from learning or changing anything specific. Why it matters. When accountability dissolves into collective language, the same mistakes repeat. Worse, the people who did take responsibility quietly notice that those who did not are getting the same cover. That erodes trust faster than most leaders realize. What to do instead? Model personal accountability explicitly. "I did not flag this early enough, and that created problems for the team. Going forward, I will escalate sooner." Then invite others to be equally specific. "I cover the language for these moments and say it right every time." Her word-for-word scripts make it easier to own the stakes without losing credibility. Eamon's note. A team that cannot name individual accountability is a team that cannot improve. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Mistake 4. Raising effort while ignoring the result. What it looks like. A team member delivers work that falls short. You praise their effort, thank them for their commitment, and say nothing substantive about the gap between what was delivered and what was needed. Why it happens. You want to protect their motivation. The intention is genuine. But this is one of the more counterintuitive mistakes on this list, because it feels like good leadership while quietly dismantling team standards. Why it matters. When the gap between effort and result is never named, standards drift. Other team members notice that falling short has no consequence, only encouragement. The collective commitment to quality, which is a core component of real synergy, erodes. What to do instead? Acknowledge effort and address the result separately. "I can see you put serious time into this, and I want to honour that. The output we need looks different in these three areas. Let me show you what I mean." Both things can be true. Say both. For a fuller approach to giving this kind of feedback without fracturing relationships, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Eamon's note. Praising effort while ignoring the result is one of the kindest ways to quietly lower a team's standard for itself. Mistake 5. Resolving tension by ending the conversation too early. What it looks like. A difficult conversation starts to get uncomfortable. Someone's tone sharpens. Shoulders tighten. And then someone says, "I think we all want the same thing here." And the meeting moves on without resolving anything. Why it happens. Tension feels like danger. The instinct is to relieve it as quickly as possible, especially in team settings where you're responsible for the group's emotional state. Why it matters. Tension that is suppressed rather than resolved does not disappear. It resurfaces later, usually in a more damaging form: passive resistance, side conversations, or a full breakdown at the worst possible moment. Avoiding difficult conversations is one of the most reliable ways to destroy team synergy over time. The article, "Why Avoiding Difficult Conversations is the Hidden Enemy of Team Synergy," goes deep on this pattern. What to do instead? Name the tension and stay in it. I want to pause here, because I think there is something real under what just happened. Can we take 5 minutes to name it directly? A brief, honest pause is worth 10 times the false peace of moving on too quickly. Eamon's note. The most productive conversations I have ever been in were the ones that got uncomfortable and stayed there long enough to become honest. Mistake 6. Closing conversations without locking in what was agreed. what it looks like. A difficult team conversation reaches what feels like resolution. Everyone exhales. Someone says, "Great, glad we sorted that." People leave with different understandings of what was decided, who's responsible, and what happens next. Why it happens. By the end of a hard conversation, everyone wants it to be over. The closing is rushed. The relief of finishing crowds out the discipline of confirming what was actually agreed. Why it matters. Ambiguous endings mean the same conversation happens again, usually with more frustration the second time. Team synergy depends on shared understanding. You cannot build that on a vague handshake. What to do instead? Before closing any significant team conversation, spend 2 minutes confirming 3 things: what was decided, who is responsible for what, and when you will check in. Say it out loud and ask if anyone has a different understanding. How to close a difficult team conversation in a way that locks in synergy gains gives you a precise framework for this moment. Eamon's note. An unconfirmed agreement is just a comfortable misunderstanding waiting for the right moment to cause damage. The pattern behind these team synergy mistakes. These mistakes really appear alone. They cluster. And when you look at them together, one root cause stands above the rest. The central problem is this: most people on teams have learned to prioritize the feeling of connection over the reality of it. They keep conversations comfortable because comfort feels like trust. It is not. Real trust is built on honesty, and honesty sometimes creates temporary discomfort. 2 secondary patterns compound the problem. The first is the absence of shared conversational norms. When a team has never agreed on how it handles disagreement, feedback, or conflict, each person defaults to their individual instincts. Those instincts rarely align, so the team develops patchwork communication habits that serve no one well. The second pattern is positional silence, the way authority gradients stop honest communication from moving upward. When people believe that disagreeing with a leader or a strong voice will cost them something, they go quiet. The leader mistakes that quiet for harmony. The team mistakes it for safety. Neither is true. Fix the root, which is the gap between comfort and honest connection, and most of the symptoms begin to resolve. That work starts with the how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy framework, which gives you a structured way to address conflict directly without destroying the relationship. Your diagnostic checklist. Use this checklist to assess where you or your team currently stand. Feedback conversations in your team regularly end without the other person changing their behavior. Team meetings frequently end without anyone having voiced a strong objection. When something goes wrong, the debrief uses we language without naming specific individual actions. Team members who miss the mark are thanked for their effort without a clear conversation about the gap. Difficult conversations are regularly cut short when the tension rises. Team agreements from hard conversations frequently turn out to mean different things to different people. People raise concerns in side conversations that they never raised in the main meeting. You have noticed a team member becoming quieter over several weeks without knowing why. Conflict in your team tends to go underground rather than get resolved directly. Conversations that end with "I think we're all aligned" really produce coordinated follow-through. If you checked 3 or fewer, your team's communication foundation is reasonably sound. Focus your energy on the specific items you flagged. If you checked 4 to 6, these patterns are already affecting your collective performance. Address the highest impact items first. If you checked 7 or more, this needs immediate attention before the trust damage deepens further. How to start fixing this? Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here are 4 things you can do this week. Number 1. Run 1 honest feedback conversation. Choose someone who received softened feedback recently and revisit the conversation using the SBI structure. Be specific about the situation, the behavior, and the impact. Keep it brief. Notice what changes. Number 2. Change how you close meetings. At the end of your next team meeting, add 2 minutes to confirm what was decided, who owns what, and when you check in. Write it on the board or in the notes. Ask directly if anyone heard something different. Number 3. Model personal accountability once. In your next team debrief, replace one "we" statement with a clear first-person one. "I did not escalate this quickly enough" is more useful to a team than "we could have communicated better." Number 4. Name the tension rather than relieving it. The next time a team conversation gets uncomfortable, resist the urge to smooth it over. Pause and say, "I think there is something real under what just happened. Can we name it?" Then wait. For the approach to rebuilding trust after a significant breakdown, how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy gives you a step-by-step repair process. Summary. You can now see what most people miss at Team Synergy breaks down quietly, through well-intentioned words and avoided moments, not through dramatic confrontations. Softened feedback protects no one. Specific, direct feedback builds real trust. Silence in a meeting is rarely agreement. It is often unspoken disagreement waiting for a worse moment to surface. We language, used to avoid accountability, prevents any individual from learning or changing. Praising effort while ignoring results quietly lowers the standard your team holds for itself. Conversations ended too early do not resolve tension. They delay and amplify it. Unconfirmed agreements create the illusion of alignment and deliver none of it. Strong team synergy is not built in the big moments. It is built in the small ones, the daily conversations where people choose honesty over comfort, specificity over vagueness, and clarity over the relief of moving on. Start with one conversation this week. Do it differently. That is where team synergy is actually made. Frequently asked questions. What are the most common team synergy mistakes in communication? The most common team synergy mistakes include speaking over people in meetings, giving vague non-committal feedback, and assuming silence means agreement. Each of these quietly erodes the trust that collective teamwork depends on, often long before anyone names what is wrong. How do team synergy mistakes affect group performance? Team synergy mistakes reduce the quality of collaboration by creating invisible barriers between people. When trust erodes, people stop sharing ideas openly, conflict goes underground, and the team produces less than its individual members could on their own. What should I say instead when I make team synergy mistakes? Replace dismissive language with specific acknowledgement. Instead of saying nothing or deflecting, try naming the moment. I want to make sure I heard you clearly. Specific, direct language repairs damage faster than any apology made in general terms. How do I spot team synergy mistakes before they cause real damage? Watch for patterns rather than single incidents. Meetings that end without clear decisions, team members who stop volunteering ideas, or conversations that feel cordial but produce no real agreement. These quiet signals mark where team synergy mistakes are already at work. Can team synergy mistakes be fixed once the damage is done? Yes, but the repair requires naming the pattern honestly and changing specific behaviours, not just the tone. Most teams can restore strong synergy when someone is willing to call out what has been happening and commit to a different approach going forward. What is the difference between team synergy mistakes and normal team conflict? Normal conflict surfaces and gets resolved. Team synergy mistakes are subtler. They prevent honest conflict from happening at all. When people stop disagreeing openly, it is not because everything is fine. It is because the communication has broken down at a deeper level. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.